At this time of year, it's kind of hit or miss whether our town will be filled with tourists or not. As a popular destination for skiing, drinking, and spending money, Santa Fe is a winter haven for those who have the will and cash to travel here. I never knew how long I would be here, but after 10 years, I'm coming to terms with having an attitude towards our paying visitors as downright native. Some days, the town is just full, the literal traffic jams of Lone Star-plated SUVs, Yukons, Denalis, Hummers, semis, crowding the roads and burning gasoline at $2.50 per gallon into the cleanest air of any capital city in America. Old Hispanic grandmothers are driven screaming from local grocery stores by herds of five-year-olds clutching Starbucks lattes dressed in $1,500 ski jackets and almost yee-hawing at the doors. Yet there are some days in winter when it is just us, the crazy Santa Feans. We make the news with doggy seatbelt laws, paying for our governor's helicopter habit, and having code names like Oprah. Some days, it's just the residents of the city different, making for quieter, more contemplative streets, traffic that moves slower, not from volume, but perhaps from meditation, listening to some ranchero music, or simply the view. Many here, including myself, are not native, but transplants to the common dream that is Santa Fe, this city that lives as the symbolic heart of the Southwest, if not the actual urban artery like Phoenix. But buyer beware of this dream. Like many of the small cities of the West, there are few opportunities unless you make your own, and survival or rejection can be as swift as they are sure. Gaining a foothold in a place like Santa Fe is a different but understood vision for us all. The East Coast transplants, the New Age Californians, the secluded wealthy, the Mexican nationals, the Tibetan monks or Native Alaskans, and finding that first precarious foothold. Perhaps reaching up, grasping on with just a few fingers. That moment that you do hold on, suddenly you're local. No more hitting the t-shirt places or eating a breakfast burrito without green chili. No more speaking only English. And you get a free pass to enjoy the local knowledge, the trails, the twisting mountain roads, the scenes, the bars, the people, the hot springs by the river, and the city itself. Empty sometimes on clear winter nights, cold with the scent of sage and pinon wood burning in fireplaces, all under this blanket of surreal, bright, metallic blue moonlight and supremely clear stars that light everyone's dreams.